The Griffith Institute was founded in 1939 by the first professor for Egyptology here in Oxford, Francis Llewellyn Griffith, and it is now the center of Egyptology at Oxford. We have two major research projects. One is the topographical bibliography, which is an essential reference resource for Egyptologists with a comprehensive collection of published and unpublished information on ancient Egyptian monuments. And our other project is the online Egyptological bibliography, which is basically a database that covers literally all publications in Egyptology from 1822, so the year when the hieroglyphs were first deciphered by François Champollion, and then up to the present day. So we are talking of about 175,000 fully searchable references. The Griffith Institute also houses an archive containing documents and the life works of some of our greatest scholars in Egyptology. It evolved from Griffith's collection of manuscripts. Then another eminent Egyptologist, Alan Gardiner, also generously donated to the archive. And today we are holding substantial manuscript groups of about 170 individuals and Egyptological institutions. And we're talking about a very wide range of material here, including scholarly papers, early travelers' accounts, paintings, drawings, squeezes and rubbings, 19th century photographs, negatives and slides, but also some complete excavation archives. And the most significant and probably the most famous one as well are the complete original excavation records from the tomb of Tutankhamun that were created by Howard Carter, the excavator, and his team between 1922 and 1933.